as we were saying, that this bracha is one of two brachos that are midda araisa according to Rov Rishonim. Again, benching obviously after we eat is a bracha da araisa, and the bracha before we learn Torah also, according to many Rishonim, is a bracha midda araisa. That's from the Gemara in Brachos. But perhaps the most startling Gemara about Berachas HaTorah is a Gemara in Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph, because the Gemara there tells us, Al Me'av Da'aretz, the Navi says, what was the land lost because of, meaning why were the Jewish people exiled from Eretz Yisrael in the time of the first Beis HaMikdash? Asher Ozvu Es Tarasi, that they abandoned my Torah. But the Gemara says that, what do you mean? If the Jewish people had totally abandoned Torah, then clearly the Navi wouldn't be saying Amav da Aretz, why was the land lost? The Navi wouldn't have a suffix as to why the Jews were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. So Elamai, the Gemara in Nedarim Pei Aleph says, Shelo berchu batorah tchila. You know what it means that they abandoned my Torah? It means that they stopped saying the brachos before learning Torah. And the Ran goes even further. The Ran says not only did they say Berachas HaTorah, he says, no, it doesn't mean they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. It means they didn't say Berachas HaTorah with Kavana. Not saying Berachas HaTorah with Kavana, that is ultimately what led to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the Jewish people being exiled from the land. So these two Gemaras right away should make us stop and say, whoa, what is Berachas HaTorah all about? You know, Berachas HaTorah is this bracha that many people don't really learn about in school. They don't know too much about it. You know, you make sure, hey, did you say Berachas HaTorah? Like, oh, you have to say it before you learn Torah, right? But Berachas HaTorah actually has three parts to it. According to many Rishonim, there are three separate brachos that comprise the totality of Berachas HaTorah. And following the order of most Sidurim, this is where we say Berachas HaTorah. After you say Moda Ani in the morning, and you say Netilas Yadayim, you say Asher Yatzar, then you say Elokai Neshama, the fourth bracha that we're going to be saying is Berachas HaTorah. So just the Haktamah by way of introduction is knowing that, again, this is one of two brachos that are Torah law, according to many Rishonim. And the second and very important thing is the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in Nedarim Pei Aleph, that the fact that they didn't say Berachas HaTorah before they learned Torah, or they didn't say it with Kavana, ultimately led to the loss of the Beis HaMikdash and the Jewish people being exiled from their land. There, believe it or not, there's a very, very beautiful connection between Berachas HaTorah and this week's Parsha, but we're not going to get to that tonight. Maybe we'll talk about that in our Parsha Shir on Thursday night. But what I wanted to talk about today was just this Kavana that we have to have when saying Berachas HaTorah. For all those that are parents, there's a famous story that I've shared before, but now that we're going through davening that we say every day and we're going through Berachas HaTorah, we have to share it. It's a story about Rav Shmuel Tzvi Kowalski. Rav Shmuel Tzvi Kowalski was a very, very well-known Rosh Kollel in Eretz Yisrael, the Rosh Kollel of Sachachov. And in the book about him, in a biography about this great Rosh Kollel of Sachachov, Rav Kowalski, there's a story shared by someone who was very close to him that this person had a baby boy. And this was about 2 weeks before Rav Kowalski was nifter. He was in very, very bad health. He wasn't able to make it to the bris. But he called the father of the baby to wish him Mazel Tov, and he told him that I want you to know, you're going to say Kishem Shenichnas Abris Keni Yichanis Al Torah L'Chupa Ulamasim Tovim. He said, I want you to know that what you have to do, he said, every day during Berachas HaTorah, you have to think about your children. You have to think about your children, their name, Ben or Bas, your wife's name. When you say Berachas HaTorah, we'll talk about exactly what's the best point of saying this during Berachas HaTorah. And he said, if you do this every day, baduk menusa, it's been tested and tried that you will be zoche to have children that love Torah and children that are connected to Torah. So this person said to Rav Kowalski, you know, what do you mean, every day I have to do this? And he said, yeah. And he said, every day, that's very hard. Most of the time I say Berachas HaTorah, you're running out of the house, even if you're running to an early shir. But you know, we say Berachas HaTorah on the run. And Rav Kowalski told him, he said, I know it's hard. and it'll be hard the first time, the second time, the third time, but eventually it'll be easier for you. And he said that you don't understand the payros of this. You don't understand the payoff of being able to focus when you say Birchas HaTorah to think about your child, Ben or Bas. He said your wife's name. This is what he told him. And so we have to understand that this is a bracha with great ramifications. But going even further, when we see the parallel of Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah, so we've spoken many times that many tzaddikim point out that saying Birchas HaMazon b'kavana is a segula for parnasa. Without to say for achinach, you have rishonim and achronim that talk about this, that benching from a bencher, benching out loud, benching with kavana, taking your time, b'mesinas, patiently, slowly benching, is a great, great segula for parnasa. It's a way to access great divine blessing. So too, what Birchas HaMazon is physically, Birchas HaTorah is spiritually. Birchas HaTorah is the spiritual counterpart to Birchas HaMazon, and therefore, the Chozen Milublin and many other tzaddikim say that when you say Birchas HaTorah, you have to say it b'mesinos, you have to say it slowly, you have to say it very, very patiently, you have to say it with great, great focus. They say the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, the Sanz Arav, Zechusi Agen Aleinu, when he would say Birchas HaTorah, he would say it in a private room, and the Hasidim would go and listen. Sometimes they try and peer in through the window, and they would see on a regular day the Divrei Chaim of Sanz crying, pouring out tears when he would say Birchas HaTorah every morning. And so what I want to do tonight is let's learn Birchas HaTorah. Let's understand the chashivas of this bracha and what it's all about. So first of all, when we talk about Birchas HaTorah, before we get to the actual bracha, we have to know, as we said, there are three parts to Birchas HaTorah. There's the first bracha, Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah. Then there's the second, that says Harevna, or is V'harevna. It's a machlokes, whether Harevna is just an addendum to the first bracha. It's just an attachment of the first bracha. Some Rishonim say it's its own separate bracha, which the Rambam says that Harevna is a separate bracha. And then the third bracha of Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim V'nasan Lanu Es Toraso. And so many Mefarshim point out that these three brachos really correspond to what the Rambam says are the three categories of brachos. We know the Rambam says in Hilchas Brachos, the three categories brachos are Birchas HaMitzvah, a bracha you say before doing a mitzvah, Birchas HaNenin, a bracha that you say before getting pleasure from something, and the third is Birchas Shevach Voda, a bracha of praise and thanks to Hashem. And many point out that Birchas HaTorah is really all three. That Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu La'asok B'divrei Torah is the Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha over the commandment to learn Torah. Then V'harevna Es Hashem Elokeinu is the bracha of Birchas HaNenin. It's a bracha over pleasure. Harevna, asking Hashem that Torah should be sweet for us. And the third bracha, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, is a bracha of praise. The Maharsha, one of the early great Achronim, in explaining the Gemara about Birchas HaTorah, says that these three brachos that we say before the Torah correspond to the three stages in our life, three different aspects of our relationship to Torah. That when we start Birchas HaTorah, when we start learning Torah, why do we learn Torah when we're little? Asher Kedeshanu B'mitzvos V'tzivanu, we're commanded, we go to school, and we're told that we have to learn Torah, so we have to learn Torah, we do it because we have to do it. That's the first, that's a bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah. But then there's another level. What's the next level? The next level is Harevna. That after you've gone through perhaps formal schooling, a person starts to really appreciate Torah. You get a geshmak, you get a love for the, and you get a great taste of Tamur Uki Tov Hashem, what David HaMelech talks about, seeing and tasting really how great Torah is. And that's Harevna. That's eventually, after a person forces himself to learn, eventually you're going to taste the sweetness in Torah. And the Gemara says, in fact, Mitoch Shelo Lashma, Balashma, that even when you start learning Torah, it might not be for the greatest reasons. You might be doing it because you were commanded that you have to do it. But Balashma, you can come to appreciate it. You come to love it. And the third bracha, Asher Bachar Banu, a bracha of Shevach, is when a person's been learning for many, many decades. When the person looks back on her or his life and sees how learning Torah and living a life of Torah has mamsh elevated us. That Torah brings us the greatest joy and the greatest fulfillment that we can have in life. And that's Asher Bachar Banu, when a person looks back on life and praises Hashem, thank you for giving me Torah. Look at the life that it's given me. Look how it's changed me. Look at what meaning it's given me throughout my life. So that's, again, what we have to remember is there are three parts to Birchas HaTorah, three different brachos, according to the Rambam and many other Rishonim. So now let's get to each bracha separately, okay? And the first is, of course, the Birchas HaMitzvah. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah, that Hashem commanded us. It doesn't say to learn Torah, lilmo Torah. It doesn't say le'dat Torah, to know Torah. It says la'asok b'divrei Torah, that we're commanded to be involved in esek. Asek literally is like a business, something that you're involved in. And this is where many Mefarshim understand Birchas HaTorah, that Torah is not about knowing it. It's not even about learning it. It's about being involved in Torah. It's about toiling in Torah. You know, it's a famous story that Rav Mordechai Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the great, tells of Rosh Hashiva, Cleveland, Ohio. Rav Gifter himself was actually born in West Virginia. He was sent to learn in Telz in Lithuania. A cute story that Rav Gifter used to tell, that when he went to Lithuania to learn in Telz, and he saw a sink, and he turned on the sink, and there was water, cold water came out, and there was only one faucet. He turned to the other Bachrim, the other boys in the yeshiva, and said, "I don't understand, where's the faucet for the hot water?" And they looked at him, "A faucet for hot water? What do you mean? What about a faucet for the milk? You know, like, what are you, crazy? A faucet for hot water? Who ever heard of that?" Growing up in West Virginia, Rav Gifter, "What do you mean? Where's the hot water faucet?" But back in Lithuania, they didn't have such things. Eventually, he became the Rashiv of Telz in Cleveland, Ohio. And Rav Gifter often used to tell a story about when he went on a trip to Mexico City. And he primarily was there to fundraise. Of course, he gave some shiurim. And there was one very, very wealthy philanthropist that Rav Gifter was just trying to get a meeting with, but the guy was never home. He told business associates, "Oh, bring the Roshiva around this time." The guy was never home. And finally, towards the end of his visit, Rav Gifter went to go see this person in his place of business. And the person sat with Rav Gifter for quite some time. He was very, very taken by Rav Gifter, gave an incredibly generous donation to the Telz Yeshiva. And Rav Gifter said on the way out, "Can I just ask you one question?" He says, I don't understand. I don't get it." He said, "I've been to your house a couple of times, you know, waiting for you, thinking we were going to meet there. It's quite a beautiful house. Mamish, I haven't seen the whole thing. I saw just the front of it. Mamish, amazing. But you're never there. Why are you never in your house?" So this businessman looked at Rav Gifter and he says, "Rashiva, you're an expert in Ruchnius, but you have to understand, you're an expert in spirituality. But when it comes to Gashmius, you have to know, when it comes to business, you have to live the business. You have to breathe the business. The business isn't just something you do. You live it and you have to breathe it. And that's what I am. That's why I'm always at work. I go home. I'm rarely there. Late at night, I leave early in the morning." Rav Gifter, when he got back to Cleveland, when he got back to the Telz Yeshiva, he would talk about what an amazing trip it was. And he didn't tell the Talmudim, not because of all the money I raised. Baruch Hashem, that was great. You know, amazing. But he said, the lesson this businessman taught me, he said that you know, if you really want to succeed in business, you have to live it. You have to breathe it. He said, that's what we have to do with Torah. We have to breathe and we have to live Torah. La'asok b'divrei Torah. It has to be like our business. Whatever we do for business, how we push so much and so far, that's what we have to understand. That Torah has to be something that we take seriously and we have to have a plan. You know, Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the great Mir Rosh Hashiva, he was famous for this. He used to push people tremendously to really take their learning to not only Talmidim in the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, one of the two biggest yeshivas in the world, that and the Beth Medrash Gavoa down in Lakewood, New Jersey, the two of the biggest yeshivas in the world. But Rav Nosson Zvi used to push the Balabatim, he used to push the parents of Talmidim and Yeshiva to take learning Torah seriously and push yourself in learning Torah. And that's why the first bracha that we say, La'asok b'divrei Torah, La'asok b'divrei Torah, we have to know that this is about taking Torah seriously. as serious as you take a business, that's how you have to take Torah. You have to have a business plan. You have to have your Torah plan. Not just, okay, what am I doing today? You know, Nosson Sfig, Chapt Great Hana, there was a fellow, a businessman, who made Aliyah, who retired. I believe he was in his late 60s, maybe 70s. And Rav Nosson Sfi pushed him to come up with a plan, and the person was a methodical person. He came up mamish with a plan. He worked out how he's going to finish Kol HaTorah Kula in a span of a few years. And he broke down, and actually was an article on this fellow in Mishpacha magazine, The Man with the Plan. How this guy, a businessman, when he threw himself into Torah, he took it like a business, and he made a whole schedule for himself. He came up with a business plan for his success in learning Torah, and he achieved amazing, amazing things. So when we say Birchas HaTorah, the first bracha reminds us to take Torah seriously. It's not something, oh, you have to know, Leida Torah. It's not something Lilmod, it's not something you learn like you learn in school. It's something you have to live. It's something you have to breathe. Lasok bedivrei Torah. Hashem, you commanded us to be involved, to live Torah, to breathe Torah. That Torah has to be like our business. It has to be something that we take very, very seriously. And then the second bracha is the bracha of Harevna. Harevna is the Birchas Hanenin over Torah. This is the Stipler, the Kilos Yaakov, and others talk about. V'harevna is the sweetness of Torah. And what's interesting is the Leiv Eliyahu, Rev Elia Lopian, was a Rebbe of Rav Matisyahu Solomon. He said, isn't it interesting that N'ava Rabba, which is the tefillah that actually corresponds to Birchas HaTorah, if a person forgot to say Birchas HaTorah before they started davening, if you say Ava Rabba, the bracha before Shema, that actually counts as Birchas HaTorah. But N'ava Rabba, we say that we ask Hashem Lahavin Ulahaskil Lishma Lilmud Lamid Lishmar Velasasul. We ask Hashem for so many things when it comes to learning Torah, that we should understand, we should hear, we should learn, we should be able to discern. But yet in Birchas HaTorah, we don't ask for that. We just say, V'harevna Hashem Elokeinu Tivrei Sarasecha, that we should find it very, very sweet. And Rav Eliyahu Lopian says, you know why? You know why we don't have all of these bakashos, all of these requests? We spoke about this Chanukah time. Some say there are 8 requests in Ava Rabba. The 8 nights of Chanukah connect to a different bakasha in Ava Rabba. Okay, that was for a different time. But in Birchas HaTorah in the morning, we ask one thing, Harevna, make it sweet. You know why? Rav Eliyahu says, because all the other things, Lahavin, Lahaski, Lishma, Lulmud, Lamid, Lishmar, Velasas, Lakayim, all the other things that we talk about in Ava Rabba, they'll come if you love it. They'll come if Torah learning is sweet to you. And again, the Chozem Lublin and many others say that when you have a bakasha in Ruchnius, when you have a real request in spirituality, it cannot be returned empty. Hashem has to answer that positively if a person really yearns for it, if a person really wants it. So this is something that we have to know, V'harevna. V'harevna, again, Hashem should make it sweet, but others, and we spoke about this in a different shir we gave before Shavuos, V'harev also is a lashon of irbuvia. Irbuvia means mixture. Right, la'arbev, to mix something. The harev na Hashem is divrei. What we're asking Hashem, Hashem, mix it up. That I should be mixed up together with this. That Torah is something that I should be part and parcel of who I am after the first bracha, like my business. But even more, the harev na Hashem Elokeinu is divrei sorasecha. The fina that it should be mixed in everything that I do, everything that I say. Torah should be a part of it. And when we ask Hashem in our mouths, v'tzatza'enu, and we ask for our children, that is where many tzaddikim say, when you say the word v'tzatza'enu, that's our descendants, that's when you should stop and you should think the names of your children. Again, their Hebrew name, Ben or Bas, your name, or if you're a husband, your wife's name, that you should think of the name of your children when you say the word v'tzatza'enu, and you should pause, and you should pause. However many children you have, you pause and you think your children's name. Some say you can think your grandchildren's name. Those that are listening that have grandchildren, you could think your grandchildren's name. That Torah should always be sweet to them. Torah should be something that they always get a geschmack from. And this is something that you know, there are stories of Rav Avadya Yosef about many tzaddikim, how they would say this bracha even in later years of their life when they've accomplished so much, tremendous talmidei chachamim, written many, many svarim. Why? And they would say with tears, for, what do you mean? For my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that I want Dorei Doros to love Torah, to be connected to Torah, to see the sweetness in Torah. Okay? So that's when we talk about this, and it's Ben or Bas, the mom's name, not the dad's name. We use the mom's name. So it's your child's name, Ben or Bas, the mother's name. So that's when we say V'tzetzayenu, V'tzetzayamcha Beis Yisrael, and then we daven for the children of all of the Jewish people, right? It's not only for us. We want all Jewish kinder to be inspired. We want all of the Jewish people, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha, that everyone should know your name, V'lom Dei Saras Echelishma, and learn your Torah for its sake, for the proper sake. So, you know, it's very interesting, though. We first say Yodei Shemecha, and then Lom Dei Saras Echelishma. Yodei Shemecha, to know your name. So we're going to get just a little bit Kabbalistic here. We know that there are sources that tell us the whole of the Torah is really just the name of God. And some say Yodei Shemecha means Yediyah v'adam yada eschava ishto, know, is in a very, very, very deep way, to have an intimate knowledge, like an absolute knowledge. So Yodei Shemecha, we're davening, some say, the Vilna Gaon would explain, some say based on the Vilna Gaon in his name, that he said that really we want everyone to know Torah in the deepest way, Yodei Shemecha, that they should know Torah in the deepest way, in the Sodos HaTorah. And then after we say Lom Dei Sarsecha L'Shma, and learn your Torah for its own sake, wait, that's just learning on a simple level. So shouldn't that come first? Shouldn't we say first learn Torah in the simple level, then Yodei Shemecha, to come to know your name? So the Vilna Gaon held that no, because once you know the secrets of Torah, then even the Pshat in Torah, even the simple meaning, takes on a total different meaning. You know, they say the Vilna Gaon at the end of his life, that's how he would learn Torah. He would just take out a Sefer Torah, open it up, and he would just read from the Sefer Torah. And he saw all the different levels of Torah when he would do that. But that's something that we have to know. Yodei Shemecha, the name of a person, is the essence of the person. That's the Gemara in Brachos and many other sources, how the name really captures the essence of a person. And so when we talk about Yodei Shemecha, knowing Hashem's name, it means to know Hashem in a real, very intimate way. It means, again, the Harev, that Torah should become part of us. It's not something that should stay outside. It's not something that we learn. It's not something that you know, it's the legal system that we have to live by. No. Torah is who we are. Torah becomes part and parcel. It's in our blood. It's in our very being. And that's the second bracha, the bracha of Vaharevna. And the third bracha is the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. And in the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, the third bracha, so this is recognizing the godless of the praise of Hashem that He gave us the Torah. Again, the first is that we're commanded to learn Torah, and we have to set ourselves to it, and we have to push ourselves to learn it. The second bracha is asking Hashem that it should be sweet, that we should love it, and our children should love it, our grandchildren should love it. And the third is when we're saying thank you to Hashem for giving us Torah. Thank you to Hashem for giving us Torah. What a zechus. And that's why, you should know, I just want to tell you a very powerful idea in Chassidus. They say that, you know, after you say Birchas HaTorah, what's the first thing from Torah we say? We learn after, right? So what do we say? Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Yor Adonai panav eilecha v'yichunecha, Yisa Adonai panav eilecha v'yasem l'cha shalom. We say Birchas Kohanim. Why do we say Birchas Kohanim? Why do we say Birchas Kohanim? So I want to tell you Chassidus Vart, they say, I've heard it quoted b'shem the Chozet, that the Chozet in Lublin said about Reb Zusha, the Rebbe Reb Zusha, Reb Zusha of Anapoli, the brother of the Rebbe Reb Meilech, Rebbe Lemelech of Lezhensk, Reb Zusha of Anapoli, after he would say Birchas HaTorah, anyone that would ask him for a bracha as soon as he finished Birchas HaTorah, whatever you asked for, you got. That it was a tremendous Eis Ratzon. It's a time of tremendous divine favor after you say Birchas HaTorah fully with Kavana, right? Just like we said benching with Kavana, the Sefer HaChinuch and many others point out, is a segula for parnasa. It's an eis ratzon. That's why the harachamans, after we finish benching, really ends with chasreinu. We add all these tefillos of harachamans, and it's quoted the name of the Chazonish and others, because that benching with kavan, again, opens up the storehouses of heaven, so we throw in all these tefillos of harachamans. Some say the same thing with Berchas HaTorah, that as soon as you finish Berchas HaTorah, if you say Berchas HaTorah with kavana, you recognize that we're mitzuvah to make Torah our business, that it's what's on our mind, what we live, what we breathe. V'haravna, we ask Hashem, please, we want to love Torah. We want our children to love Torah. We want all the children of the Jewish people to learn Torah. We want to know your name. We want to know your name. We want to have the most intense, intimate relationship with you that we can in the deepest way. And then we say, thank you, Hashem. Asher bachar banu. Thank you for giving us the Torah. The Chozah quotes from Rav Zusha and other tzaddikim. Do you understand how you open up the gates of heaven after you say Berchas HaTorah with Kavana? If you say Berchas HaTorah slowly with the Kavanas that we're talking about tonight, and again, the last one, just saying, thank you, Hashem, thank you for giving me this chus to have Torah, to have this relationship, to be part of the Am HaNivchar, to be part of this nation that you've given this unique challenge to, this unique responsibility to. After that, we say Berchas HaTorah, because Berchas HaTorah is basically that you should have everything. The first bracha is about physicality, materialism. The second bracha is about spirituality. And the third bracha is about that we should be able to synthesize the two. That we should have shalom, we should have this shlemus, this wholeness. And so that's why many say you say Birchas HaKohanim right after you say Birchas HaTorah, because you just opened up all the gates of heaven. You mamash just open up all the gates of heaven when you said these three brachos. So mamash just ask for everything. Ask for Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha V'chonecha, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom. We ask Hashem Mamish for everything, material, spiritual, all together, and of course Shalom for us, and Shalom of course for the whole world. So this is why when we talk about this series of brachos, it's so important to start the day right, to try, and I know most people, we go through these brachos really fast. We go through, I understand Modani, it's hard to have the biggest kavana for you. You just woke up, you're tired, you're getting yourself out of bed, slapping yourself up. But the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, of taking your hands, dedicating yourself to divine service. Asher Yatzar, recognizing the miracle that is your body. Recognizing the incredible gift and the mafli lasos, the wonder of your functioning body, and saying thank you to Hashem, recognizing that. Elokai Neshama, being makir, the godless, the greatness of your soul. And then you come to Birchas HaTorah, recognizing the greatest gift again. Kabbalah HaTorah was the single most important event in all of history. Was Hashem giving us the Torah on Har Sinai. And so every day when we say the three different brachos, the Birchas HaMitzvah, the bracha HaNenin of a pleasure, and the Shevach V'Odah, the praise and thanks to Hashem, you start your day with this series of brachos. If you could say them with kavana, you could say them slowly and focused. I'm telling you, and one just practical aids, I'll tell you, try and stand still. I know myself, after I say Netilas Yadayim, start walking places, try and stand still when you're saying these brachos in the morning. Take out a sitter, say them from a sitter, and say them with kavana, and you'll see, I'm telling you, you'll see that say them slowly, but they will set you on a different trajectory for your day. This is what Chazal is helping us do. And don't forget the two Gemaras. One, that it's one of the only brachos d'arais, according to many Rishonim. The other being benching. Just like benching opens up certain gates in heaven, this bracha opens up certain gates in heaven as well. But also remember the bracha, the Gemara in Nedarim Pei Aleph, that somehow not saying Bircha, and again, that's another whole shir, not saying Birchas HaTorah properly, not appreciating the gift that Hashem gave us, not having the right relationship with Hashem through a proper relationship with Torah, led Rachmanu Litzlan to Galus. Rachmanu Litzlan led to Churban. So by saying Birchas HaTorah properly, by recognizing what it is to have a to have a proper relationship with Hashem, vis-a-vis a proper relationship to Torah, that is a major, major step, many say, in bringing us closer to the Geula, beprat, individually, and of course, bechlal, we hope for the whole Jewish people and really for the whole world. Shkoya Chevra, please say these brachos slowly, bekavana, try and stand still, and with a sitter. Have a good night.